The wind brought other hazards to travelers in these deserts. Marco Polo wrote, "Sometimes the stray travelers will hear the tramp and hum of a great cavalcade of people away from the real line of march, and taking this to be their own company, they will follow the sound, and when day breaks, they find that a cheat has been put on them, and that they are in an ill plight." To this day, no one knows what causes the sands in some parts of the desert to sing. No wonder travelers call this place Fury of God and Sea of Death. But the most severe problem was lack of water. The reason this place is so intensely dry can best be appreciated from a satellite view. China's deserts are the farthest place on Earth from any ocean. This lack of water is what created the Taklamakan, an area the size of Germany, covered in sand dunes through which the Silk Road traversed. This is the world's largest shifting sand desert. Most living creatures would die here, but the camel is uniquely equipped for desert survival. Its nose humidifies the dry desert air as it breathes in, then dehumidifies it on the way out, conserving precious water. The camel's thick fur keeps it warm at night while reflecting sunlight by day, and its body temperature can rise by 6 degrees Celsius before it even begins to sweat. With these adaptations, it can go for days without drinking.